The Netherlands has the world's largest flood protection project, which means its expertise could be valuable for Americans. Esther van Geloven is the commercial officer of the Consulate General of the Netherlands.
All Delta regions and counties, states, countries, and cities situated next to a large body of water, like Tampa and the Netherlands, are in the same boat. The Netherlands has set up a wide-ranging corporations in the field of flood management, climate change, and protecting future residential areas. Extended interactions between Dutch engineers, their Louisiana country parts, urban designers, landscape architects, city planners, soil and hydrology experts, and several universities have resulted in the Dutch Dialogues workshops.
WMNF reported on the first Dutch-American dialogue at USF 5 months ago. During that meeting, planners suggested that natural land features like marshlands serve as effective storm surge protection for places like New Orleans and Tampa. The U.S. Department of Transportation conducted a Gulf Coast study in 2008 that looked at the potential effects of storm surge and relative sea level rise. Robert Kafalanos with the Federal Highway Administration says they are developing a strategy for addressing climate change effects.
We found that if relative sea level rise was to increase by 4 feet across the region, close to a quarter of the region's interstate miles could be inundated, 28% of the arterial miles. So what areas could be vulnerable to storm surge at the 18-foot level? We found that just about half of the interstate miles, a little bit more of the arterial miles could be affected. Virtually all the port facilities are vulnerable to storm surge and wind. Roughly a third of the rail miles operated are also vulnerable.
Byron Barrows with TECO outlined some of the potential power plant vulnerabilities to sea level rise, as well as some of their projects that might reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
This 25 megawatt project, which we're moving forward, or we're trying to get approval for at this very moment, would be one of the largest in the nation. That would be in Polk County. We are considering using that technology in our expansion. It's a very viable technology, and it would work well with our expansion plans. Again, it would be natural gas with a concentrated solar system that would heat the water, give us free energy that we wouldn't have to spend, you know, by combusting fuel. So that we are considering all those technologies, and those are very likely to be in our expansion plans when the economy kind of recovers.
The delegates considered the interconnected relationship between water and energy infrastructure. Allison Adams with Tampa Bay Water emphasized water source rotation, which allows for one source of water to be stored and developed as current supplies become vulnerable due to weather.
And today, really the heart or the core of our integrated regional water supply system is our enhanced surface water supply system, where we take water from the Tampa Bypass Canal, from the Hillsborough River, and from the Alafaya River. And this is all combined at our regional surface water treatment plant or either stored in the regional reservoir off-site. So now that we are moving to more of a surface water-dominated system, then climate change and climate variability become very important considerations for Tampa Bay Water and how we determine our supply reliability and how we maintain our regional system.
Kathleen Neal is the Director of Policy Planning for the Florida Department of Transportation and said that the sea level has risen 9 inches in Key West since 1917, requiring roads to be rebuilt due to the threat of flooding.
And we're also doing existing research now to identify and inventory infrastructure at risk so we can retrofit and protect those facilities. During the next year, we're going to be updating the Florida Transportation Plan. It's a long-range plan for the entire state of Florida, not just for DOT. And that's going to be a forum for us to be able to bring partners from all over the state to talk about how we can work cooperatively to address reducing greenhouse gas emissions and also working to protect our critical infrastructure for potential adverse effects from climate change. Passenger and commuter rail will be a part of that, and that's going to help support state efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the state.
According to Dale Morris, senior economist at the Royal Netherlands Embassy, Rotterdam is a coastal city so threatened by climate change that businesses have moved further west out of the city. He says meetings like today's could help the U.S. decide how to structure spatial planning and water storage.
Rising sea threatens the city's viability, and Rotterdam looked at all those challenges it has and said, you know what, we can combine forces with water management, with urban design, with resiliency, with ecosystem planning, and actually make the city better over time because of climate change. Climate change is not just a threat, it presents an opportunity to make your city safer. We've been interacting with folks in New Orleans on this, in New York and San Francisco and now Tampa Bay, cities that are beautiful American cities but are clearly vulnerable to climate change. Design the cities around a more natural kind of a system so that they're more resilient to storms and to rainfall.
Morris said that the Dutch-U.S. dialogue will give context for research done on climate change, providing guidance for future workshops. Some measures that U.S. cities are taking could also provide valuable ideas for the Netherlands.
In New Orleans, for instance, and probably here in Tampa Bay, you could introduce more water into the system, better groundwater management, which will reduce subsidence, better surface water through the city, and that makes the city more resilient. You can pump those areas down right before a storm comes along, and then you have more temporary water storage. There's a great knowledge base here, the USF and all the other academics here in Florida. They're also developing some good innovative practices here, and that can inform the Dutch as they work in the Netherlands, but also they work in Venice and St. Petersburg and in some of the third world deltas, Delta City. There's a lot of cross feed and cross opportunities here.
According to Robert Hunter with the Hillsborough County Planning Commission, the American Planning Association is having its national conference in New Orleans this April to discuss Delta urbanism and sustainability. They are asking engineers and landscape architects and politicians to participate with an interest to improve overall quality of life. To find out more, visit our website at wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.